It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
That one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 981.
What day is it? What is it?
Hump Day.
Happy Hump Day.
We used to have a podcast with Georgie Boy called Hump Day.
Yep, we've still got George.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast still is online if you want to listen to it. It is a great podcast. George did such a great job. Mm-hmm. I tell you who did a great job.
At what?
Just at raising me, my father.
Mm-hmm.
What did
he do? Well.
Wow, actually, it's still
more complicated than that.
yeah. No, he's a great man. Driving Bodhi to the daycare yesterday.
Lovely sentiment he has.
Does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the guy too well.
Mm-hmm.
What's
anyway,
your vibes
so
on him?
He's sentiment? Lovely. Yeah, no, he seems quite calm, but also-
He can blow up.
But also, yeah, Bodhi, no.
Yeah, stern.
Yeah.
Stern.
And so anyway, he was driving Bodhi.
Well, no, yesterday I was driving to daycare first thing in the morning. I'm like, that's my dad. And my dad doesn't live anywhere near Abbotsford.
He's with the neighbour, Sharon.
No, her name's Debbie. No. I was like, I saw a ute. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because I was about to turn left and take a different path, but then I decided to go another path. And at that moment, I spotted a ute ahead and I followed it because mm-hmm. I'm like, this is Dad. So, Bodhi's in the car, Amy's in the car. Followed him. Turn left. I'm like, mate, this is him. Pull up and it's him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did you have a chat?
He was so pumped to see Bodhi. Not me. No, but it was one of those moments where he kind of had a freak out. Oh, oh, oh!
Have you done that overseas?
Have I bumped? Oh, yeah. When I walked into the Banana Bungalow in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people go to LA.
You haven't spoken about the Banana Bungalow in a long time.
I hope they're doing all right. COVID would have hit them hard. Mm-hmm. It's probably a lot of sort of unique individuals staying at the Banana Bungalow. There's one in Santa Monica, I think. Venice. And the other one is in West Hollywood. And I walked in and I saw my friend Wendy playing pool.
What's Wendy's deal?
Wendy was-
How'd you know Wendy?
Grew up around the traps.
Yeah.
You know, hang at the train station together. Good memories. Mm-hmm. Good memories. But Wendy was there and so what a coincidence.
Mm.
It was great. Anyway, it's great seeing my dad. I love it when those things happen.
Yeah.
Out of his hood, just cruising around. He's like, I'm actually just waiting for, I've got to go to an appointment in the city. Uh-huh. And so, randomly, we, you know, cross paths.
Well,
I love that.
We had
love
that with Basil.
Basil, yeah, yesterday. He's been on Hump Day about 14 times.
Yeah.
Basil's a great guy. And that was the same. We just stumbled upon Basil.
Literally walking to get coffee, bump into Basil, end up at his place. Nothing happened.
I mean, that sounds like a good night out.
Yeah.
The amount of times I've randomly seen somebody and then spent the whole night with them have been more than not.
Well, yeah, you spoke about that. Was it London or something? I feel, have you been to London?
Yeah, I went to London.
Was it, I feel like you bumped into a mate and ended up spending heaps of time with them.
I've traveled with... Mm-hmm. John, who just happened to be there. It's like who happens to be in the town at the time.
Yeah.
It's definitely, I met once I was out with a friend. We were walking along the street, got in a punch up, and it wasn't me in the punch up. Mm-hmm. It was my mate who was punching on with some dude. Mm-hmm. And then that guy had a friend.
Mm-hmm.
We then became mates.
Oh, no.
We went out for pizza that night.
Really?
Not so.
What did your loser mate do?
Oh, I don't know. He went off.
Mm-hmm.
Was he
pissed off?
Yeah, he kind of was just pissed. Was he pissed off though
that you then befriended?
A bit angry, and then I just we were wrestling everyone. Mm-hmm. Next minute, me and Daniel having pizza together, and then we became mates. We started doing boxing together, mate.
Well, I remember my brother went to like a basketball tour when he was younger. In the US, and there was a photo of him in Universal Studios. And I zoomed in on his holiday photos, and I saw someone from our suburb that was at Universal Studios. My brother James didn't know them.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Dude, so my brother is married to a beautiful woman named Claire, and we grew up in sort of similar suburbs, didn't go to the same school, like my brother and her didn't go to the same school. Mm-hmm. But there's photos of them when they're super young.
Oh, that's cool.
And like how mm-hmm. amazing. Like looking at a photo, there's like a bunch of kids and two people that are now married that have, a third kid on the way. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah.
This is a thing.
I'm struggling to swallow today.
Too many big slugs.
What's a slug?
No, leave that one.
I don't get it.
It's just an illicit drug joke.
Okay. What sort of drug?
Cocaine.
Okay. That happens, doesn't it?
Throat goes numb. I heard what happens.
Uh-huh. And so, because I was saying earlier, we had a call with a client, a potential client, and then halfway through the call, I tried to talk and I was like needing to swallow. And I was like really struggling. And then I remembered a couple of nights earlier, I was on the phone to a mate. I was lying down on my stomach having a conversation.
Where were you? In bed.
Okay, actually not in bed, but just like I always lay on top of the bed.
Well, your bed's always made.
Yeah.
Bree does off. Bree makes a good bed and then you fuck it up.
No, I make a bed sometimes. Yeah.
No, but I've seen it, you could lie on that bed. Yeah, yeah.
And so I lie sort of. I always go like horizontal.
With your legs up, watching a bit of Gossip Girl.
Yeah, but like as in, so it's not the correct way of lying.
A big unit.
Yeah.
And it's going across the bed makes a lot of sense. Exactly. Amy was doing it last night.
And so I was lying down.
Yeah.
And I was talking. And as I was talking to my mate, I was like, I'm really struggling to like swallow and get out words.
You said that to him?
No. I was just like explaining it, like having this conversation, explaining something. And it was happening. I was like, oh, no. Mm. And I stood up and it sort of got better. But now I have a feeling that it's a panic attack.
So you think it came back today? Was it like a panic situation that like, or was it out of context that you were connecting a panic attack?
I think I had to be really thinking about stuff and it was my turn to talk. And it was in that moment where I was like struggling. And then I thought about, I used to get tinnitus or tinnitus or whatever you call it in my ears, ringing. Yeah. No, it was like, yeah. And it happened. So I did a fireworks documentary, about fireworks in the Philippines, had a firework go off. Ever since then, I had that noise.
Mm.
And the doctors were saying, just don't think about it.
Mm.
And it got better. Mm. And so I feel like that was a bit of an anxiety thing, or if you get overly tired. But now, so I used to have a yawning thing happen
it's something to do with the oxygen intake. And so being anxious.
Have you seen me do that? Do you remember seeing me do that?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a mid yawn.
But now I'm fucking yawning now.
And so it's like,
that's a tired yawn.
No. But no, it's like you can't get the oxygen. But it no, it's not to do with oxygen. It has everything to do with like it is an anxiety thing for a lot of people.
It's actually not happening based on.
And so that it's sort
but
of like
I, a, but think about deep breathing when shallow breathing. So the reason I thought it may be, and we're not doctors here. The reason I may
you
thought
might not
it,
be.
Yeah, you are Dr. Jansen. The reason I thought it may be connected to the oxygen thing is because think about the shallow breathing due to anxiety. I do it all the time. That's my go-to, shallow and then a big one.
Yeah, no, you do a like a through the teeth.
Snorkelers.
Yeah.
But anyway, call it a scuba diver.
So the annoying thing is it's happening at the moment and like it sort of feels like really inflamed, what's that called again?
Glands.
Glands.
So where you know, your parent would grab you and just like, and you do it to yourself.
Grab you by the neck.
Yeah, well, no, grab you and sort of feel to say, like if you were trying to bullshit that you were sick.
Yeah, sure.
Like, oh, I'm sore, my throat. It's like they grab your throat,
feel
your glands.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can swell up.
Yes. And so I was thinking potentially it's connected because I didn't walk into work today. I was thinking maybe my adrenals, maybe I've got some adrenal issues.
Or you know what can mess with your adrenal gland?
Now what?
As he sips a strong coffee. Your coffee.
I did say that I wanted deplete. I didn't want a strong, but Jess said, no, just get a strong. And I actually like it.
I pushed for you to get the weak.
Well, because I was experimenting. I was like, because we're like, oh, let's go for a walk. Go to the PO box, see if you feel feel a bit better.
Adrenal gland, not adrenaline gland.
Did I say adrenaline?
No, no, no. Okay. I type in adrenal. Mm-hmm. Adrenal gland disorders. Oh, God. I mean, this is, oh, God, there you go. What are some types of adrenal gland disorders? One of the tumors. But this is where people feel like, I've heard that around coffee, it's like it's depleted your adrenal gland. I mean, sometimes I feel like, I think about a diesel car and you can smell it. You know, you can smell the diesel out the back of exhaust, regardless of what it's doing. Yeah. You know it's a diesel car.
So, you think anxiety is a bit like that?
I feel like the amount of coffee that sometimes I consume and it's just on my breath, I'm a diesel car.
Okay, yeah.
Like
it's
just...
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it gets you agitated.
Yeah. Can we talk about Jess dropping a whole almond latte in my car yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing was, you handle those things very well.
Well, I don't care as much as, say, you would. Mm-hmm. Because you're thinking about your partner and what your car's very clean.
Bray runs a tight ship.
We're running a loose unit.
Worst things have happened to that mat.
Well, our back mats in our car, which you get back mats, and if you don't get a car and then get back mats or mats, seriously, think twice.
Yeah, we actually got ours thrown in.
Well, a lot of the time we'll chuck in mats, we'll chuck in. Yeah. Mate,
how much do you reckon they're worth?
Oh, it could be up to like $300 for mats.
They're sort of the captions of video, like, you know, what video production captions are.
Extras. Mats.
Yeah, it's like extras, you don't expect.
But you make the payment before you. So, Tully, last year, Amy was giving, you know, myself, Jess, Tully a lift to the next venue.
Yeah.
Amy's designated driver. She's pregnant. Tully had a bottle of... Fireball, cinnamon liquor.
Yeah.
Just dropped it. Dropped in the back seat. Bodie's there. He's just thinking there's sugar in the car. Yeah,
cinnamon.
It went on the mat that's at the bottom of Bodie's feet, like down low. His feet don't touch it. But the car stank like Fireball for weeks and weeks.
In a good way?
Nah. Like in a sickening way.
Okay.
And it went rock hard. And it's still rock hard in the car. And so then-
What about the mat?
And then Jess spills her almond latte, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Poor thing didn't even get a sip. That's what I was concerned about.
Yeah, that was annoying.
On the other mat. And so you've got Tully ruining one side and Jess ruining the other. Yesterday, I cleaned it off. Like, Jess cleaned it. I cleaned it, dried it out. But this morning, I opened the car. Smells like a latte.
Well, that's latte is better than smelling damp. You know, like accidentally leaving the window open.
Yeah.
And then you get that damp smell.
Yeah.
Horrendous. It smells terrible.
Look, if you've had a panic attack, what happens? What's your symptom? Maybe it's different. Like, I've heard other people having other symptoms.
Can you think of any moments where you've had... So, I remember I had a panic attack at a bagel shop in New York.
What happened?
They asked me what I wanted. I just walked out.
A panic attack... I don't think I've had a panic attack. I've had anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Have you ever had a...
A public
meltdown?
Nah.
I haven't either. I feel like I would be the guy to have one of those.
Well, I mean, is it just a meltdown in public? But there's a difference between eyes on you. So, like, Dan Harris?
Dan Harris, from 10% anchor. Happier.
Yep. Yeah, he was the TV anchor.
Yeah.
Had a breakdown on live television.
Which he was didn't also look a coke bad. And didn't look as bad as what you think.
That's just a tired yawn, I reckon.
Yeah,
you've just given up. So, if you succumb to the yawns and you just like let it go, I'll tell you a breakdown. I feel like... It's like, I reckon the other week nearly had a breakdown. Just wanted to cry. You know, it sounds real sad.
The froyo sounded like a near breakdown.
Nah, that was, I mean, that's... that was...
Wednesday night.
That wasn't even that bad. It was like, I think it was when we were walking through the park, Fitzroy Gardens.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you just feel sad. There's not much reason to feel sad.
Yeah.
And I think that's quite normal at times. It's varying levels, but just wanted to cry and I kept it all in, you know?
Yeah. It was a good job with the toxic masculinity.
Yeah,
I mean, but even someone said on the Matt Diavella video, that guy looks like he's going to, it was me.
That guy's going to
cry. That guy looks like he was going to cry.
Really?
Or, no, he said, is that guy crying? But
nothing wrong with a good cry.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had a cry?
When was it?
Off camera.
Yeah. I probably was on camera.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's off camera.
Yeah,
more,
so I haven't, I think the feeling has been less teary and more numb. It's just a little bit like, it's just like breathing, you know, like, yeah, it's, I'm swallowing.
I could, I mean, literally, I mm-hmm. think it's, I felt like crying more as like in mm-hmm. this part of my life than any part of my adult life. It's having a child too, but filming at, Northern College of the Arts and Technology, a school for kids that are in year 10 to 12, that are, you know, it's very arts focused, performing arts, artistic, musical, like it's so good, amazing. But seeing young kids, I was like feeling like I wanted to cry based on how proud I would be if I was their parent.
Yeah, sure.
It's, you want to cry now?
Yeah, yeah. No. I'm trying to think of like, it's funny, like different emotions.
Yeah, so I would
like
never
different like stuff.
Before Bodhi, I would never have thought about that. Mm-hmm. Like in terms of like seeing kids and thinking about what I would feel if I was their parent.
People
and
being really nice. I feel that's like for some reason like that seems like it's you get more of an emotional thing.
People
like even seeing Basil, who we spoke about, gave Jess a nice birthday present.
Oh, that would have been great if you.
And
just
it was just
crying.
Like yeah, no, but it was like this is. Really lovely.
Well, he's a really lovely guy.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm not that lovely.
Don't you think that like, there's certain personalities that maybe bring... I reckon Basil would have been in front of a lot of people that cry because he's just like that sort of
made
disarming...
People cry?
Yeah, not made people cry, but just the friendliness.
Created
and the
an
kind
environment.
Eyes. Yeah, an environment where you feel like, you know what? I feel like crying.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What do you say to Bodhi when he cries?
Tough enough. No, absolutely not. It depends. It depends on what's going on. Mm-hmm. If it's warranted, as in like he's being absolutely silly and I, you know, and you can talk him out of it.
Can
but if
you
he
tell between
himself,
a fake cry and a real
of course,
cry?
Of course.
What's the difference?
Of course. Just what it's about.
No, it's just, yeah.
What it's, yeah, the sound of it.
Yeah.
I can't even articulate, but you just know your child. You can hear it crying in a pack of kids crying. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how in tune based on just it happening so often. Mm-hmm. And so, I remember Bodhi's first tears.
Oh, yeah.
I think I have them on camera. No joke, because kids don't have their tear ducts functioning like adults until a certain point. And, it, like, there's no water when they... It's weird, dude. It's so bizarre because there's nothing in them.
Yeah.
They're just having breast milk.
What do you, when you think about being a dad for the second time, do you think about that stuff much?
Which, the crying bit?
No, just in general.
In what, in terms
just
of thinking
like,
about having another child?
Yeah. You're thinking about the fact that you're going to have a little girl in your life in 6 months' time.
Yeah, it's bizarre, dude. It's bizarre. I am, definitely when I'm feeling the kicking. It's much nicer this time, but I'm more the guy thinking about needing two cars now.
Yeah. Where have you landed with that? What are you going to do?
I bought a Tesla. No, I'd love that. If I was going to get another car, which I don't think we will straight away, I want something that's like, could sleep in it maybe. You know, so like a van, like not a van, but like something that you could-
What do you want to sleep in it for?
Oh, go little adventures with Bodhi.
Sure.
Like imagine going to- have a sleep and then we wake up and we go surfing the next day.
Yeah.
Or like a vault.
So you just want something that's practical though.
I want something that we can use for carrying gear around and, you know, like chutes and stuff, but also chucking bikes into. Like it's a real thing, dude. Two cars as a family. You see why people buy more than one car. But then some people don't even have a car. But definitely think about having a little girl. It's going to be a fucking trip, dude. Just having a little boy. I think I'm glad that I had a boy first, just based on
just being familiar with it all.
Yeah. Like less scared. Just this.
Why
you know?
Do you think you're more scared?
No, just less scared. Like not like I don't know. There's something in me that thinks about even just dealing with downstairs and the mm-hmm. nappy changes and just I know it, mate. I've worked that before on myself, you know. Yeah. But just under, like, I don't know. It's great because Bodhi and I have a really special little bond, and then
so you're not going to deal with the new baby.
Well, there's a difference in think about two people's attention being on one child, mm-hmm. and then Bodhi needs attention. Sure. Mm-hmm. And so Amy has to look after, you know, when she can, mm-hmm. and then, you know, switching over, and Brody's, you know, can watch TV while Amy has a rest while I take the baby. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of that thinking. So it's logistics, but also not as scary. You mm-hmm. do something once, you're familiar. Mm-hmm. It's not as scary as the first time.
Well, you were talking about like Christmas plans. Was it Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
And so the idea of like booking ahead, does it not feel a little bit weird booking something ahead when you know there's going to be something in the world that you didn't have before?
Yeah, well, I think we're looking at booking an apartment in Bondi mm-hmm. for a week in Christmas time. But the thing is, dude, you look at it now, it's $100 a night.
That cheap.
$150 a night. That's like,
as in for December.
Like January, first week of January, which is so cheap. And if you booked that, which you couldn't get something a week out, uh-huh. which we leave everything to the last minute, and it's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And so it's all about just how can you control your controllables. Mm-hmm. Can't control the kid.
So you're going to book it in?
I think we are. We'll book mm-hmm. something in. But I wanted to have a look at some, get onto our friends at the Overlow Hotel. That would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stay at because my thought is you stay in an Airbnb mm-hmm. for what, $150 a night?
Yeah.
In a great place. But can you stay in a hotel and get a bit of room service? Mm. You know, like you'll spend a bit more money, but it's like, I don't know. It might be another option.
Yeah. On their Airbnb thing, I know I said before, I was like, I can't be fucked talking about investing and stuff, but I will for a second. because I've been like, this is my rabbit hole. I don't know much, but I'm just like learning and getting familiar with stuff. Looking at different businesses and thinking about where to invest, Airbnb. When you think about Airbnb, do you think it of something that's got like a crazy, awesome future?
I think they would have to pivot. I think they'll have to like into real estate, selling real estate.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they're doing though? I heard something about, I mean,
they're doing like commercial leases and
commercial
stuff.
Yeah.
So the idea of like office space, like, so they could be like a version of not even WeWork, but it's like think Airbnb, but for commercial buildings.
I mean, aren't they a profitable business though? Like, haven't they been one that, in respects to Uber or something, that has taken that much funding that they haven't made more money than they've had invested?
I'm not sure.
Maybe.
For the second quarter of 2019, Reuters reported that Airbnb took in more than $1 billion in revenue. The home sharing service company says the hosts they've chosen to list their properties on Airbnb have earned over $80 billion. Yeah, wow. I wonder. Here you go. Still, the coronavirus. Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky at the company event in 2018. During the third quarter of the year, Airbnb made $219 million in profit.
Wow.
On revenue of $1.3 billion. Yeah, no, so I was just thinking about companies, and then I went down this rabbit hole of going through the ASX and seeing all of the companies that are listed.
See Kogan?
I did.
Kogan was there.
They've taken a hit. Did you see that?
What's happened to them?
Kogan shares have plummeted
from the launch.
So in the last like 2 weeks,
why
they wiped off like something like 20% or some ridiculous amount. So it's interesting because it seems to be all external forces, because they had a really good report. Like everything that they were saying was really positive. Mm. But thinking about companies and thinking about where they're going to be. And then I was thinking about looking at the different companies, and then I saw Oliver's. Oliver's being the food company where it's like random, you know, on a freeway.
You'll see
an Oliver's at a petrol station.
Well, it's the healthy option. Their selling point was beans instead of chips.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
But then I was thinking, I just caught myself in this moment trying to be strategic in the thinking. Like, I don't know anything about that business, but I'm like, you know what? People are going to want to go on road trips. Mm. And what do you need on road trips? You need snacks. But then it's like, that can't be. But then you compare it to big tech companies.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Apple and Google. It's like, well, that seems like a sure bet, doesn't it, compared?
Well, which does? The Apple or...
Apple and Google. So, like, the thing that I've been investing in is this thing called NDQ on the ASX. NDQ is taking the top 100 on the NASDAQ, and it's all the tech stuff. So, it's like Google, Apple, all that sort of thing. It's a index fund, and you're like, you know, you're buying a share, and you get... you're basically buying a share into that fund that's got all of this.
Which is safer bets than
But I just think about, say, all of those companies versus something like an Oliver's. Mm. When you hear people talking about stories of losing money, it's always single companies, don't you think? Like when you hear
Owns Oliver? Is that its own?
Yeah, it's like a publicly listed company.
I mean, the thing is about all these businesses, the people that IPO them make the money. Mm. Like the early stage...
Mm-hmm.
At think about Kogan, what that stock came out for, and what it went to, like days after. That always happens. It comes out high and goes down.
And he sold, I think, like in August last year, he sold like $100 million in shares, which is not like a good sign. You don't want to be saying that all the time, but also you want to take some money off the table. If
he did buy a few properties down the peninsula,
must be nice.
Must be nice. Probably stopped in at Oliver's. But on Peninsula Link.
But it's so funny thinking about how much bullshit you can spin around. I think like strategizing.
Yeah.
Then I ended up watching a Warren Buffett interview. Where because Warren Buffett's whole thing is don't try and time the market. Go into an index fund. Do that. Mm. And you'll do better than trying to fucking buy and sell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Long term.
For most people. Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have the money to invest first.
Mm-hmm.
Which most people don't have the money to. Yeah.
Well, that's
start
the whole. That is the whole funny thing, right? Whenever we say, I wish I knew that Apple was going to be big.
yeah.
It's like the reason why I didn't buy stock in 2012 when I wanted to is because I didn't have money. Otherwise, I would have, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway.
Exactly. I've been, I've kind of been evading the truth with Amy.
Mm-hmm.
So she tonight had an event that was booked in,
mm-hmm.
or she asked me, are you working late on Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
I was just like, can I get back to you?
Mm-hmm.
And I left it hanging because I didn't want to answer. Because if I answer and say that I am working late, I'm lying.
What do you mean?
And I don't want to lie because Amy's friend had gotten onto me and said, mate, I'm flying down to Melbourne. I was like, dude, stay at our place. Of course, Amy's best friend.
And so why did he contact you and not Amy?
Because we're doing a surprise for Amy.
Okay.
And so
did you already know this when Amy asked, are you working late?
So luckily it just took a couple of days before.
prick and saying, I can't tell you. And
no, we have had a bunch of shoots that have gone late and I actually didn't know, but it was around the similar time that I got contacted.
Sure.
And so Amy's friend from work had won these tickets to this fashion event that she was going to take Amy to.
And then you said, no, because I'm going to have to work late.
And I said, look, safe bet, tell her that you can't go because I probably will be working late.
Yeah.
But it's been so funny. I can't wait to ask her, did you ever think you got a real answer off me? Because I'm reading the book Lying by Sam Harris. It's all about how you shouldn't lie about anything. And I'm just like, I want to surprise her because she's going to get a fucking surprise when Ryan comes to the office and I tell Amy, can you please come pick me up and then come upstairs and Amy will come up and she'll see Ryan and she'll be mind blown.
Oh, that'd be great.
And then we'll go to the pub tonight. We'll have some dinner, a few beers.
You're not going to go to
Lobster Cave.
Yeah.
Who's paying?
Ryan, maybe.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, it could be his work on his work card. Yeah. He's down here for work.
Yeah.
But it's good. I mean, you just become sheepish.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd just be, he's been weird. But I'm not going anyway.
Do you worry about like how your mouth looks when you talk?
No.
You know, when you're lying and it's just all of a sudden, it's like he's just smiling. It's like, what are you smiling? It's like nothing.
Real out-of-body experience. Yeah, you can see yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a movie playing back.
Uh-huh.
So,
you can feel your glands.
It's going to be worth it
for
a surprise. Sort of evading the truth and having her so
and
happy.
You'll look like a hero.
And I'll look like an absolute
even
legend.
Though you did say that she couldn't go before the whole Ryan thing.
I tell you what, I cleaned the house last night.
Oh, that's nice.
There was a big load of washing that had been
dried. Was she like, why are you doing all of this?
Well, I just did it all. Uh-huh. I've sent Cracker out for two sweeps of the house.
Cracker being the
vacuum.
Yep. Remote control vacuum.
Vacuumed up my house.
Automated vacuum, yeah.
But I've cleaned the house, so it's really nice. Mm-hmm. But boy, did I want to say to her, come on, say thank you. You just like, it's amazing when you can't be fishing for the compliment based on it kind of then her maybe poking holes in why I'm being a sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah. That's nice.
Well, it is good.
How long is Ryan going to be here for?
Oh, just one night.
Uh-huh.
But
So, do you know what you're going to do for dinner? You don't know yet.
Yeah, we'll go to the Tempe.
Okay.
The place where Brody calls it the Claw because it's got a skill tester. Yes,
yeah, great.
And so,
like pub food?
Pub food. Palmer. Awesome. Yeah, great. It's got everything. Everything, dude. Caesar salads, great.
Oh, great. Love a Caesar salad.
But hopefully Uncle Ryan, it's Brody's godfather, hopefully he will... bring some coins for Bodhi to play the skill tester because he loves the skill tester.
Lovely. Bodhi does.
Bodhi loves it. I'm sure Ryan does too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. All right, well, it's the Daily Talk Show. Have a good one, guys.
See you guys.